Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a task for everyone, about God's desire that we be involved in His work of revival in our own life, in the lives of our church family, in the lives of our community, in the lives of our world, and recognizing it's something He accomplishes through partnership with us and our willingness, our involvement, our using the gifts that He's put into our life. And so many times we want things to happen, but we're not quite so eager to invest in making them happen. And today we're going to talk specifically about the task of giving. Again, we've been looking this week at some gifting that God gives. Paul lists in Romans 12, 7 and 8, as he's addressing believers about using not only using the gifts that God has given them, but about enabling or equipping the body of Christ and letting those who have been gifted use those gifts well. And so he says in Romans 12, 7 and 8, if it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. And we've talked about those three things already this week. It goes on to say, if it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. And so today we're going to focus in on that middle section of giving. And he talks specifically about contributing to the needs of others and giving generously. I know a lot of people, and there's times where I'm one of them, that think how much fun it would be to be a philanthropist, someone that gives away money. The difficulty is we tend to think that without practicing it. Like if I won the lottery, though I don't play the lottery, I don't buy lottery tickets, so it's pretty difficult to win. But if I were to come into all kinds of money, what would I do with it? And most believers have some sense that I would be more generous. I would be more willing to share. And I suspect we all have some magical number in our mind, or that what an excess would look like, because there's certain amounts that we might receive, that we might get unexpectedly, that, well, I just need that. I mean, I can't share that. And we recognize, it's been said, that how much does a person need? And for many people, the practical answer is, well, just a dollar more. And the Bible says the eye is never satisfied. And our desire, if we're not willing to put limits on it, is always for more. And as I've said, with each of these gifts that God gives, there are those who are specifically gifted in these specific areas, and they have great ability that tends to shine the light of Jesus in specific ways. But they're all also gifts that God makes clear ought to be present in the life of everyone. It's not that there are those who serve and those who don't have to. It's not that there are those who teach and those who don't have to. It's not that there are those who give and those who don't have to. It's not that there are those who lead and those who don't have to. And it's not that there are those who show mercy and those who don't have to. But there are those who are specifically gifted in ways that they excel in these areas. And when it comes to giving, God says that He loves a cheerful giver, that we should give, well, according to what we've decided. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 says, each one should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. The question really comes down, I think, as to how do we decide in our heart what we're going to give? That's the trick, isn't it? Do we decide in our heart based on selfish motives, based on our own desires, based on our own, can I say, greed? Or do we decide in our heart based on God's mercy, based on God's love, based on our willingness and desire to grow in loving God and loving people? You see, there are a lot of factors that can determine what we decide in our heart that we're going to give. Sometimes it's based on what we believe our needs are and our decision that we don't really have anything extra. I need everything that I have. And sometimes our decision is based on emotion. And we don't think about taking care of ourselves or taking care of our family. We neglect. You see, there's balance within this. Jesus would talk about, and the Bible talks about, those who would fail to take care of their family, who would ignore the needs of their parents as they aged, by saying, well, all of this is devoted to God. I can't use it to help people, let alone to help my own family. And that's told in the Bible with a negative context, that what they're doing isn't right. And so there's a balance in recognizing how God provides, how He desires for us to care for those that are our responsibility, even while giving generously to others in need. And we consider what that looks like. Sometimes we give because we kind of feel guilty. We don't want to look bad. We think we have to. If we don't, who will? But God's desire is not that we quit giving, but that we change our heart. That we give with joy and gratitude because of not only our love for God and people, but because of His love for us. I love the story in the Old Testament where the people were giving and had been called to give, and all of a sudden, they reach a point where the leaders say, stop. We have more than what we need. We have too much. I don't know that I've heard of a modern day story like that, but what would happen? If we would give in such a way that we could do more collectively than we can individually. God's desire is that we benefit the body. And one of the difficulties that we have, and we have here at Deer Run, is that there are a lot of facility needs that require giving, And some would look at it, well, that's not really helping people. And it's like, well, it's helping people gather. It's helping people encourage one another. It's helping ministry to take place within the building. But as we learn to give generously to meet the needs of a church facility, we learn to exceed that to meet the needs of others. We made a decision some time ago here at Deer Run to tithe our general fund giving. And so when people give to support the work that's ongoing here on the property, we take a tenth of that and we give it to missions. And we've watched God bless as we've been faithful in practicing tithing as a church and encouraging individuals to grow in that practice. We have what to us are huge heating and air conditioning, primarily right now air conditioning needs. That to many and to me look, well, larger than life. And to recognize that these expenses, while big to us, aren't really all that big to God. Six-figure quotes are simply a slice of pavement out of heaven. But the difficulty here on earth is that God has distributed His resources to people. And sometimes we keep a pretty firm grip on God's resources. And when we learn to choose to give, when we learn to give cheerfully, we learn the blessings of peace and contentment. I don't believe you'll find that the Bible teaches that we give in order for God to give us even more. Some would call it a health and wealth gospel, a prosperity gospel. It's not about getting more. It's about learning what Paul said was the secret of contentment, that he could be content whether he had plenty or whether he was in need. And the joy of giving is to recognize that it's an honor and it's a way of honoring God. As Solomon was preparing to build the temple that David had designed to honor God, the beauty of that temple, it says, was like no other building, no other structure. And the people of Israel would give because they knew and they could say and they could know they had a part in honoring God. The Bible says that if we have the gift of helping with the needs of others, we should give generously. And rather than making the excuses, I don't have that gift, perhaps it should be a gift we desire to grow in. And whether it's meeting the needs of your church family, meeting the needs of the individuals within your church family, meeting the needs of the poor in your community. Spend time with God. Learning contentment, learning to give generously, learning to give cheerfully, learning to give willingly. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to accomplish the task that you set before us, and sometimes we doubt, especially when it comes to this subject of giving. There never seems to be enough. And we struggle in life, we struggle as church families, we struggle as the body of Christ. Our eyes want more, our mind and flesh want more. And especially in an economy where the prices of everything rise and the income doesn't, we struggle with how to decide what to give, and how to give, and where to give. And Father, it's so easy to see the needs and the shortcomings and the shortfalls in income and in the greatness of expenses, and to convince ourselves we have nothing left. And Father, may your Spirit help us to decide in our hearts what we give. And we've talked a lot today about giving in ways that sound financial. But Father, help us to see our acts of giving to be more than that. All of these tasks that we've talked about and prayed about this week are tasks of giving. As we serve others, as we teach others, as we lead, as we show mercy and visit others, as we choose to be involved in the lives of people, we give of ourselves. Sometimes it takes finances and sometimes it doesn't, but it all is a part of a willingness to share. To share what you've given us financially, to share what you've given us spiritually, to share what you've given us in gifts and talents and abilities, to share what you've given us through Jesus. And so God, as we do inventory of our life, may we not exclude our bank account, but may we not limit our inventory to our bank account. May we learn to be cheerful givers in all things. Whether it's giving compliments, whether it's giving money, whether it's giving time, whether it's giving appreciation. May we decide in our heart that we want to be a giving person, a generous person. Help us to do that willingly and not reluctantly. May we be cheerful in the giving. Father, may you meet our needs according to your riches and glory, and help us to recognize and rightly evaluate what really are needs versus what we simply want. Father, I do pray for the HVAC needs here at Deer Run and some systems that have gone out that are very, very expensive. I pray for wisdom for those deciding on how to replace those, how to pay for it, how to keep moving forward in providing a facility that we can serve people in. Father, help us to be faithful with what you've given us as individuals, as a church. Help us to give cheerfully. Help us to do all of this in ways that not only represent Jesus, but in ways that lift him up. Because we know that as we lift up Jesus, that many will be drawn to him. And so God, help us to do that today. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.